The basic material of the human body is extremely fragile. If you take a cell and leave it outside, it will wither and die in a matter of minutes. The world is a dangerous place for life to survive in. The universal tendency for order to break down into disorder is called the force of entropy. A human body exists in utter defiance of entropy, since it is incredibly orderly and capable of adding to its order with even more complexity. Clearly, there is a counter force pushing evolution along, creating life, fending off the threat of entropy. The counter force is intelligence. The two forces are in constant battle. Creation and destruction coexist. Without destruction, life couldn't exist. Aging isn't simply the destruction of the body. As long as the body can renew itself according to its blueprint of orderliness, entropy is countered. As an old cell breaks down, it gets replaced. We call this balance of creation and destruction dynamic non-change. In other words, change takes place within a stable framework. As far as our bodies are concerned, this state of dynamic non-change is crucial. Tipping the balance in either direction spells disaster. Lack of change leads to death. Too much change leads to wild disorder, like cancer. Every cell can defeat entropy whenever disorder begins to intrude. The most critical example is DNA itself, which is known to have a remarkable capacity for self-repair. You are talking to your DNA via the chemical messages sent from your brain, and these messages directly affect DNA's output of information. This raises the hope that the mistake of aging can be abolished at its source, in the depths of cellular awareness. To protect itself from damage, every cell produces enzymes to degrade, neutralize, and detoxify free radicals. These are highly unstable oxygen atoms that bind indiscriminately with many vital molecules in the body. In its normal state, the body controls free radicals as a matter of course. What I'd like to suggest is that free radical damage, the primary cause of cellular aging, is but one type of imbalance that can occur at the level of cellular intelligence when the balance tips towards entropy. To prevent free radical damage before it occurs, we need to understand how to influence a cell's intelligence directly. Exercise, working against entropy. One of the simplest ways to prevent entropy is to give the body something to do. In physics, entropy is opposed by work, which is defined as the orderly application of energy. We know that mental and physical neglect promotes premature aging, and the value of regular exercise has been well documented in all age groups. One great advantage exercise delivers is that it can reverse the effects of entropy even after they have occurred. The major signs of biological aging can be improved through exercise alone. The effect is boosted with secondary emphasis on improved diet. The clear implication is that our notions about taking it easy as we age needs to be re-examined. The same exercise regime that builds muscles has a holistic effect, helping to bring all other biological systems into line. Before you decide that hard work is the way to prevent aging, that work, as defined by physics, is not synonymous with sweat and strain. Work is needed to create orderliness and oppose the force of entropy. Exercise has a quantum effect, regardless of how much or little you do, by giving the body a chance to restore orderly patterns of functioning. Because the body uses both creation and destruction to keep its vital processes going, doing constant work is not the answer. Exercise has to be balanced by rest. Because there's extensive muscle destruction during exercise, that needs to be restored in periods of rest. In every area of life, the key is balance, a very general concept broken into four areas. And these four areas are moderation, regularity, rest, and activity.